Hello.
Hey, what's going on, sir? John at Local Slash.
John, I'm home now.
How's the timing going? Are you home?
I didn't.
All right.
I didn't meet yet, so don't piss me off.
All right, I'll try not to. Hope you don't. Hope you like my laugh.
Okay, that's great.
That's
okay.
All right,
I've been up since 5 o'clock. I'm tired.
Oh my gosh. All right.
Yep.
So, Joe, I want to make sure we do everything properly here for you, because I know you've been burned plenty of times before. It's all about getting this starting strong.
Let me ask you one question before we get started here. I have another guy working on this in a different way. Is that going to bother you?
Elaborate a little bit. Is he doing SEO? Is he just doing a website?
He's supposed to be doing the same thing that you're saying you're going to do, but he hasn't really done it fully yet.
Okay.
But got it working because he does one thing that I asked you that you didn't do.
What's that?
Well, what I do is I text him a phone number when I get done a job, and he sends the message out to the people to post something on Google.
Gotcha.
I like that, so I don't have to do it. It looks like it's coming from my office, but it's really not.
Okay. That's smart, though. Keep that if I were you.
Yeah, okay.
That shouldn't be an issue for us. Yeah.
You're not going to bother him. He's not going to bother you, right?
No. So the only thing, because you already have your Google Business profile and everything, we just need to make sure we have access to it. So as long as we're not butting heads from that point, we're golden.
Well, how you know that you're not, or you will?
We just need the manager access. So they will, Google send you a PIN code. Yeah. So that's not going to be, that should not be an issue. If it is, then that's something oddball right there.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. Now, Joseph, how do you spell your last name? Is it just like in the actual business name, DeGrazio?
It's DeGrazio.
All right. Beautiful. All right. And then also, I want to make sure you have everything in writing. So I'm going to stay on the phone with you until even after payment, you see everything that we promised that we're going to deliver for you through text and through email. What's the best email I could send this to, though?
This number right here. Oh, email you want.
Yes, sir.
you can send it to askjd@joedegrazio.com.
All right. Nice email, by the way. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So I'll make sure I got askjd, like John David, @firstnamelastname.com. Is that right?
Joe, not Joseph, just Joe.
Oh, just Joe. Okay, gotcha. Okay.
Just Joe.
Make sure I correct that. All right, perfect. All right, so the next thing is I want to make sure that we have everything in our systems correctly here, because if it doesn't match up, then it can cause issues, right? I have the address as 911 Woodland Avenue, Norristown, PA, 19403. Is that right?
Yeah, but I'm wondering if we need to actually put the address in.
No, you don't need to. I mean, I see on Google you have your address up. I mean, you let us know if we want to take it down.
Okay, leave it go and just put Norristown, PA, 19403.
Okay, I'll make sure I notate that right now, because I'm going to go over that in just a second with you as well, okay?
Yes.
So, yeah, we'll definitely go over that. Now, the next part is, I love your website, by the way, so I'm going to make sure that that website is constantly being found, okay?
Let me butt in for 1 second here.
Yeah, sure.
Also, if I send you pictures of jobs, do you post them for me?
Bare essential stuff, yes. Yeah, because you have a wonderful website. Our company, what they do is either they build brand new fresh websites or we handle very minuscule things for your current website, right? So I want to make sure.
Okay.
I think honestly, I wouldn't want to touch too much of your website because it's that good. Like, I'm not lying to you. I'm not trying to, you know,
okay,
kiss any booty here. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. And then also, want to make sure our tech team goes over everything, because I'm human too, right? If I misspelled something or forgot something, or if you wanted to add something else to the campaign, we want to make sure that they go over that with you as well. Tomorrow, do you have an hour window to speak with them?
An hour?
Yes, sir.
You know, I don't want to promise you because I'm in the middle of a project that ends on April the 5th.
Okay.
And I don't want to, I might, but I might not, and I don't want to promise you and then not be there. Let me put it like that.
I appreciate that, yeah. How about this then, Joe? So what I'll do is I'll set up a technician call, right? And they'll call you. And if you guys can't go that much further on because whatever the case may be, if you're too busy or you can't finish because of the time schedule, that's perfectly fine. They can finish it another time and schedule from there. Does that work
okay.
for you? Yeah, yeah.
That'll work, yeah. I don't want
okay.
to promise you something I can't deliver.
I appreciate that. Likewise.
Not yeah, can't deliver, might not deliver.
Right. All right. We'll put a tentative appointment then, right, for the talk with our techs. If for any reason you need to reschedule, just let us know. They'll reach out. I'll try to call in with them to introduce you guys, and you just let me know, okay?
Okay.
Tomorrow, would later time be better for you, or is it more earlier time?
No,
later
the later the better. Yeah.
Okay. So the latest time we have available for our technicians, because they're going to call from California, so that will be 6 o'clock your time. Would that be okay?
That'd be a good try, yes.
Okay, perfect. All right, so
you know,
what I'm going to do...
I thought I'd be by 5:30, 6 o'clock tonight when you called me the first time. I was on my way.
Yep.
So I never know. You know.
No worries. I really appreciate that you're so honest and upfront about it, you know, transparent, because I talk to business owners left and right, you know. Sometimes I give them, I'm a nice guy, you know, I try to go stick my neck out too much and I'd rather, you know, be burned than, you know, give them the benefit of the doubt. You know what I mean? So,
okay.
All right. And Joseph, I got also, I'm going to send you an email, and when I send you this email, I'm going to send it also to our technician team at the same time. That way you both can see it. Hit yes on your side when you get a second here. That way they know you're committed, and then they'll hit yes on their side to show you that they're committed to this meeting too. Okay? So, pal, I just sent that over to you. Let me know you got it. I'm going to put a reminder for them, too, here.
Let me get rid of my email here.
The one coming in, even that is an uncertainty in their lives tonight. And we've also learned President Biden and the First Lady.
Not here yet.
Oh, check your junk or spam mail just in case. It may have gone there.
Not in spam. Let me see if it's in spam. No, it's not there. Let me try. I just tried that on my tablet. Let me try this on this phone. This is...
Okay. If I lose you, I'll call you right back.
Okay. Hold on one second. Let me go into this one. Gmail. No, it's not here either.
Okay, let me double check this. Confirm here on my side. It didn't shoot back to me. Let me try that again.
Well, it isn't here. Let me refresh this. Not here.
Yeah, give me a second. Let me see if I can resend that again then. Hold on. SJD at JoeDeGrazio.com.
Oh, yep.
Yeah. All right. While we're waiting on this one, I'll send another one out just in case if it doesn't come in the next few minutes here. Or actually, hold on. Let me see why this one had come through here. Hold on. Okay, we'll hang on to that one just in case here. All right. While we're waiting on that to send through. Oh, go ahead.
Let me give you another email. Try this one.
Okay.
Sometimes that takes a little while longer. It's JOE. DE 100 at gmail.com. Yeah, 100 is numeral.
Okay, perfect. Let me try that.
Keep that one over. That's the one I use most of the time anyway.
Okay. All right, so I'll do that one there. Update. And send that one through to you. Okay, I'm sending it right now. Let me know to see if you got that one.
Okay. Yep.
Wow. Okay. So we'll keep that one on file for then. Okay.
It says, invitation from an unknown sender. Local splat.
That's me. Yes, sir.
You're a local splash?
Yes, sir.
You must local be splash. God bless you, brother. Okay. What would you like me to do with this now?
Yep, we can move forward. So when you pop that open, you're going to hit yes on your end. And I should be able to see it like right when it goes through in there.
I don't see yes nowhere.
Should be towards or accept, one or the other.
This is asking me if I know the sender, report scam. You're not a scam artist, are you?
No, sir. I don't think scammers work this hard to talk with you, man.
That could be true. Okay, I just hit your little invitation alert, but I don't see anywhere to answer it. That if I just go down to the bottom. Oh, here it is. Never mind. I see it.
All right.
I'm hitting the yes, but it doesn't highlight. Let me say open with Chrome. How do I do that? What do I want to do? Let me go back.
Let me see here. Yeah, it should have some kind of option like hit yes or accept, one or the other there.
I see the yes, but when I hit it, it doesn't highlight.
Interesting.
It says, well, you know why? It says, unknown sender, not out of your calendar. Okay, I know the sender, yes. That highlighted, see if you got that.
Okay, let me see here. Yep, that came through. Perfect.
Okay.
Yes, sir. All right, looking good. Okay, the next thing is I'm going to go over the meat and potatoes here, okay? So the services that you want to be found for, the services that you offer, I'm kind of going just off the website as of right now. Interior, exterior renovation, replacements of siding, windows, dormers, doors, jam, removal and repair, deteriorated wood. I'm just going to copy and paste if that's okay with you.
It's okay.
Okay. Awesome. Just to make things easier, you know.
Sorry.
Yeah. Give me just a second. I'm still with you.
I think there's a lot of things on the website that I don't want anymore.
Okay. I'll type it in here, and then I'll go over that with you as well, just because I want to make sure I don't forget nothing either. But yeah, so I have interior and exterior renovation, roofing.
Hold it. Wait a minute. You know what? Leave that part for now.
Okay.
That's okay. Go ahead. What else?
Okay. Replacement of siding, windows, dormers, doors, and jam. Removal and repair. Jam. Yeah.
That's what that says, and jam.
And jam. Yes, sir.
You can't replace the door without jam, but okay, go ahead.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know why that's in there. I mean, the jam goes with the door most of the time.
It does. Yeah.
Go ahead.
All right. So I got that part there as well. I have removal and repair of deteriorated wood. Now the next one, creation and construction of decks, porches, front or rear entrance. You want to keep that?
Deck. Yeah, we do. You know what? Cut all the stuff out and just put decks.
Okay. No porches or rear entrance or anything like that?
No, nobody would even know what the hell that is.
True that. Yeah, that makes sense. We got quality repair, replacement of sidewalks, driveways, and patios.
No driveways. Just put concrete work.
Concrete work it is. All right.
Yeah. Read that.
Okay. New garage doors?
Garage doors we do.
All right. You know, a friend of mine just got into garage doors in Colorado. Is that pretty profitable, would you say?
It works in quantity. You don't get a garage door every day. Most of the time I get garage doors when I'm doing a complete exterior renovation. Roof, siding, windows, doors, and that includes, some people need a new garage door to go with their new facade. And that's what I do most of them. You know, once in a while I get a call from a recommendation because I put one in just to do a garage door, and I'll do that. You know, it's not an everyday occurrence.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Yeah, I got to let my friend know about that because he was just getting involved in it, and I was like, he was asking me, and I'm like, I don't know nothing about it.
It all depends if he's going to do it residential or commercial. Commercial is a whole different animal.
I bet, definitely. Okay.
When you're doing commercial, you got to go big time. You better know what you're doing. You better have the equipment and the people that know what they're doing to do it.
Yeah, I agree. If it was me on the other end, I want to make sure I don't have somebody that doesn't know what they're doing.
Exactly. Well, you can tell him that.
Yes, sir. All right, I appreciate that. Thank you. All right, Joe. So the next one, we got replacement of support columns with wood, vinyl, aluminum, or AZEK. Am I pronouncing that right? AZEK millwork?
AZEK. No, it's AZEK.
AZEK.
That's a composite material.
Okay.
You know what? Scratch that out of there.
Okay.
Just scratch the whole thing out.
Okay. Sounds good. Next one I got is installation of, I'm pronouncing this probably incorrect, BIPON panels. And trim work for accents at windows and doors?
Get rid of that, too.
Okay.
Get rid of
fabrication.
That too. If I have to replace one, people ask me when I'm there. It
makes sense.
Not a problem. The plate bond is not a huge product like it's been when it first came out.
Okay.
There's other stuff that's better. So just get rid of that.
Sounds good. All right. Next one we got is fabrication and installation of dormers, operable or false? What does that mean?
Don't know. You know what? That's, what that means is real or false. If somebody wants to add a dormer to their house, if it's real, they're going to use it for real, meaning it's into a room and shining light. If it's false, it's there for aesthetic purposes only, and that's not an everyday occurrence either. So,
Canning it. All right. Last one. We got exterior services, including brick, siding, and stucco.
Well, the siding is already in there. As far as there's a lot of things I used to do that I don't do anymore, and I don't want to do it anymore. I like 1 or 2 day jobs.
Yes,
I don't like to be on the job for 6 weeks anymore.
Okay.
You know
Makes
what I
sense.
Mean? And I do have some jobs right now that I'm doing that. But it's for people that have supported me through the years, and I've helped them out also. I don't really want to do them. So what you can put in there in replacement of that, just put additions.
Additions. Okay, makes sense. That made it easy.
I'm actually starting one. I just got my architect's print today. I'll submit it to the township tomorrow. I'll probably get an okay by next week and start it the following 2 weeks.
Beautiful. All right, that's what I'm talking about. All right.
So that's what I'll do. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we got all those key factors in there. Now, again, remember, when our technicians talk to you, they're going to make sure my spelling is correct, making sure all of that's good, okay?
Okay. What do you have in there for repairs?
Let me see. Roof just repair. A deteriorated wood for repair.
Okay, because I don't want to do repairs anymore either.
Oh, do you want to keep that deteriorated wood, though, or no?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Leave that in, because that's part of a roof job or siding job if needed. I don't want people calling me for silly stuff that a handyman can take care of. I don't want to do them anymore.
I totally understandable. Time is money.
Especially emergency repairs. I had an idiot call me one time in a bad windstorm that we were going through. This guy called me like 1 o'clock in the morning, frantic. He said, "My barn roof is blowing off. Can you come out?" I said, "What a fucking idiot you are. You think I'm coming out? You think I'm coming out?" I said, "Take a couple aspirins, call your doctor in the morning, and call me tomorrow afternoon." some people just aren't, they just aren't real. You know what I
mean? Yeah, man, seriously. Lord help him. All right. Talking about when you're talking to customers.
Am I entertaining you tonight?
Oh, I'm loving it, man. My cheeks are hurting from laughing right now.
I may make it sound funny, but it's real.
I know. And it makes it that much more funny. I'm sorry.
It's crazy. I've seen everything more than once.
Oh, man, I believe it. I believe it.
Book.
All right, so I got to move forward before I die of laughing, seriously.
Okay, but what you're really going to focus on, if mm-hmm. this helps you out a little bit, is roofing and siding.
Okay, so I'll put that in the very top here first, then.
That's the big thing we want to focus on, because they're one day job, or if I get a siding job, it's probably a 4 or 5 day job.
Wow.
And
okay.
That's it. That's as far as I want to go.
Perfect. Okay, cool. Yeah, I got roofing as the number one, then siding next to it.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, when you want the customers to contact you, do you want them to call this number that I'm calling, the 5656, or the other number? I have
You're actually on the 6,000 number.
Oh, I am? Okay.
You are. The 6,000 number is I'll tell you how I got it before we go any further. You might like this. My son-in-law used to use a room in my office. He was a sub-agent for, I don't remember the name, but Verizon bought him out. And
okay.
every month he would get a sheet of the new numbers that he could give out when he sold a phone and a plan.
Stop.
And I used to look at them because they were in my office. And this
okay.
number come over, this 6,000 number come over, and I said, I'm taking this number. I'll even add a phone because I already had two cell phones at the time. I added a third cell phone just to get that number, and that was 21 years ago. And I still
wow.
I've
no, that's cool.
I've been offered to sell it. I've had three people over that time call me up and ask me if I want to sell the number.
I believe it. It's a really good number. My
exactly.
father, he owns businesses as well, and he pays an arm and a leg just to, cause you have to like, I don't know about, how it is now, but, a couple of years back, I remember him spending so much money cause they give you a batch of numbers. And if it doesn't like you, you have to pay for another batch of numbers. And
right.
until you find that right number, I'm like, man, that sucks. You know? So,
I found this by accident. Well, not accident, because like I said, my son-in-law was a sub-agent for the
yeah.
company at the time. He was selling phones and plans. And that's how I got it. So I didn't pay nothing
wow.
for it. But I've been offered money for it, good money.
Mm-hmm. Man, I honestly wouldn't sell it. I wouldn't. That's me,
oh,
though.
Oh, no, I'll never sell it. But put my phone number, put both of my phone numbers in and put under the 5656, put business line or office number and the 6000 as your cell number because the cell number is with me 24 hours in a day. I take it to bed with me.
Okay. Okay, so one extra cell. Yeah, right. And then I'll put that.
So put them both in there. Put the 63156 first as office
okay.
and the 6000 number as a cell phone so they know who they're calling.
Sounds good. Now, as far as email, did you want the customers to email you as well or no?
Oh, absolutely.
Which email?
Because I get them all the time. Not
yeah.
all the time, but I do get them. They send it through Ask JD. And
okay.
that has not come through yet.
Okay. Yeah, that's kind of weird. All right, I'll put that one in there. Yeah.
And you got that straight, though. It's askjd@joedegrazio.com.
Hey, but I believe I do. Yeah, that's the right one.
Okay, it didn't come through for some reason. Now, a lot of people take it off of the off the Google ad. I have something in there that they can fill out a form and send it to that address, and I do get it from there.
Hmm. Okay. So that's an important address.
You know what? We can work on that later. Don't worry about
yeah.
that.
Okay. Okay. All right. So I'm going to send this to our technician team right now. Okay. So that way when they talk to you tomorrow, they're not starting from scratch. They're starting on it today. Okay.
Yeah.
Now the next part is a voice verification part. I'm not taking a no for an answer on this one. Okay, partner. This is a protection for you, honestly. So no matter if our pricing goes up within our company, you're grandfathered in at the price I'm going to go ahead and put onto this recording. Okay. I'm going to ask a few questions in the very beginning. Just answer as clearly as possible. If you have questions, concerns, as you know, I'm an open book, man. You stop me in my tracks, I'd be happy to answer for you. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
All right. Here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Joseph DeGrazio, Roofing and Siding.
Awesome. And please state your name and title within the business.
Joseph DeGrazio, Owner.
All right. And, of course, you're authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
All right. And, of course, you're the authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Yes.
All right. To get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. I'm going to hit pause for just a second. So, Joseph, I want to make sure to let you know, anytime we call in, I'm going to set, after this recording part, I'm going to set up a security question for you. That way you know it's us calling in because we're going to ask that security question, and we know it's you that we're talking to because you'll know the answer to it. I don't want nothing to happen to your account and other people trying to do that scam stuff out there, okay? I want to make sure you're very well taken care of. Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to continue here. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right. And last question, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
All right. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on March 29th in the non-refundable amount of $199. This will be recurring payment. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the 29th of every month in the same amount of $199. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, beautiful. So that's the end of that recording there. So the next thing is, let's set up that security question for you. All right, Joe? Please remember your answer. I don't want you getting locked out of your own account, okay? So we have 3 choices. We have mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
City I was born in.
All right. Now, this answer would never change, so what would the answer be?
Norristown.
Norristown, okay.
N-O-R-R-I-S-T-O-W-N.
Beautiful, awesome, man. All right. So I'm going to go ahead and put that in. Again, this will never change, okay? So if anyone tries to change that, the huge red flag, hang up.
You just hold on 1 second while I save this.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
What can I put through this?
It would be like Local Splash's security question.
Okay, well, you know what? Let me put that. Hold on.
Yeah.
Let me put that in there.
Okay.
Because they'll say Local Splash, right?
Yes, sir.
And then I can look this up. I'll just put Local Splash. I don't know what it is. Okay, we're good.
All right, sounds good. All right, so we're on the last 2 parts here. Joe, on the card that you're using today, is it just the first and last name, or is there a middle initial with it?
Let me look. I don't use a middle initial on any of these cards. Let me look to make sure.
Okay.
No, it's just... Joseph DiGrazio, contractor.
Awesome. Okay. I'm assuming the billing address to the card is the same, the 911. Okay. All right. And what kind of payment method is it? Master, Visa, American Express, or Discover?
No, it's Visa. It's a business debit.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. All right. So I'm not going to repeat the numbers out loud, but I'm ready for the card number when you are.
4085-4040-2501-8825. Expiration 626. Code is 289.
Perfect. Okay. Now, before I process any payment, I like to make sure I do a triple check, make sure I refresh the account, everything's in line, so that way there's no hiccups down in the future for you as well, too. I hope you don't mind. I just like to do things carefully, okay? All right, so. All right, perfect. Okay, we're looking good. So I'm going to go ahead and process the payment for only $199. Now, I'm going to send you a text and an email, like I promised, of your invoice. Once it goes through here, I'll let you know. But whichever goes through first, they're both going to be the same thing. I'm going to walk you through it, okay? But you should be receiving a text and an email any minute here.
Okay.
Let me know when it comes through, though.
Okay, the email came through. Let me check the text. Email came through. Where'd you text it to? 5656 or 6000?
You know, the systems may have done it to the 6000 number.
Yeah, that's what I'm on, but I don't see anything.
Okay, that's all right. Well, at least you have it on paper here. Oh, go ahead.
The email came through, but not the text.
On the email, do me a huge favor. Pop that one open for me. You'll see in there, somewhere along the lines of the towards there, it'll say, click here to accept terms or something along those lines. Do you see anything like that?
Pretty sure. The only thing I see is access your dashboard.
No, it should be before that, actually. It would be something like accept your subscription, possibly. Some kind of wording along that line.
Welcome to Local Splash. And it gives a whole couple paragraphs here. You'll receive your login credentials within 7 days. Make sure you check your email. You'll access your dashboard. Don't see anything. Unless I'm missing it somehow.
Somewhere in there. Promise you.
I'm only looking for something that's highlighted.
Right. Are you looking on your phone to your email? Or are you looking on a tablet?
I'm looking on a tablet, but I can look on the phone. Hold on. Let me see.
Okay.
Welcome. I don't see it, my friends. All I'm seeing is access your dashboard. That is the only thing and just highlighted.
Okay.
I don't see anything else. I mean, I'll tell you what I have here. It says, you know, my name, welcome to the Local Splash. We're passionate about putting your business on first base, stuff like that. Please note that it can take up 30, 45 days to get results or receive your login credential within 7 days. We value your feedback. Thank you. Access your dashboard. I don't know. There's nothing on here that says accept.
Okay. Hang tight. On that email, does that say invoice?
You go back. Uh-huh. No, it's, oh, wait a minute. There's another one here. Hold on.
Hopefully that's the one then. Yeah.
That's, yeah. Okay. You just sent two in a row. Okay. Okay. You should have it.
All right. Beautiful. Yeah. In there, that's where it'll say click here to accept terms or something like that.
In what? In the next one?
Yeah. In the email that says invoice.
Yeah. I just sent it to you. I just accepted it.
You already hit accept. No, it should have like what's it called? To sign your name, but yeah. But I wanted to make sure you're able to. Did you read through everything? So crack me up, man.
I'm a fast reader.
Okay. Man, you had me going for a minute. I'm like, wait. Awesome, man.
Google Workspace, Advanced Reporting, Log Client Support, SMS communication is good. Phone number is good. Okay. Gives the price.
Oh, Joe, you're the highlight of my day today, honestly. All right.
I'm glad I made your day. What I'm looking for is actually somebody to make my day.
All right. Wait, listen. This is going to be there for you.
I'm planning on you making mine.
All right. All right. Touche. Tomorrow, make sure. Oh, tomorrow when they call, they're going to call from an 877 number. It's not a spam call. Okay. That's our technician team.
Okay. So I got to answer all calls, but did I think of spam tomorrow?
Ah, no. Okay. I can give you the full number. If you're ready.
No, I'm not. No.
Okay.
Son, I got my plate is full tomorrow. I'll forget that number. Forget it. I mean, I get a lot of 877 numbers and 888 and 800.
Oh yeah.
I get them all day.
True.
Okay.
True.
Do I need to sign the bottom of this one?
Yes, you do. Uh huh.
Signature. Okay.
It should take you to like a login after that.
Please accept the term. It's not letting me send it for some reason. Let me see here.
Ooh, hang tight. It catches everyone. So right before you click to sign your name, right? A little bit above it is a little box you have to check off. Everyone misses it.
Oh, my God. Okay, I see that.
Yes, sir.
Let's see what it says first. 875. It's always coming back there. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, now it says username and password.
Beautiful. You're all set. So when you talk to our technicians, they want to develop that with you so that way they can show you how to maneuver through your tracking system. That way you can see where the customers call from, your analytics, all of it. So they'll take care of that with you. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
So don't put nothing in now then, right?
Nothing now. Correct. You got it.
Okay. So now I have one request from you.
What you got?
I want your personal phone number.
I can give you my extension. I record a line so I can't. I'm not able to do that.
Extension? I don't want.
Yes, sir. You can.
I'm not even, I'm, I'm not into extensions. I'm into the real me.
Oh, my God. You are
the real you.
The real me.
I mean, on our policy, I'm honestly not allowed to give out, like, my actual number. But
okay, so what if I want to call you?
Yeah. So if you want to call me, get this number down. You ready?
Yeah, I'm not. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Shoot.
All right. 877-635-6225. Extension 3736. I'm going to tell you right now, if I don't answer, because it is a call center, I always go call back same day as best as quickly as possible.
Okay. That's all I want to know, because being I'm setting this up with you and I'm dealing with you, if I have an issue or I want to add or subtract something, I want to call you.
Yeah. I mean, we also have our customer support team, everything like that.
I don't want to talk to anybody else. I want to talk to you.
Okay. All right. Well, at least you have my word saying, hey, listen, if I don't answer right away, you see, as you can tell, you know, I always try to be prompt as best as possible.
That's not a problem.
All right, Joe. Welcome to the family here, man. You enjoy the rest of your night. We'll talk to you tomorrow. All right?
Let's see what you can do for me here.
All right. Challenge accepted.
All right, John.
You take care.
All right. See you, buddy.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye.